My wife made coffee this morning and she handed me a cup, and when she did, she winked at me. I have never been so scared of a drink in my entire life. California, you got a wacky governor there. And just the other day, he made this profound announcement. He said, in the year 2035, all automobiles have to be electric. You can't have any more gas. Really? There must be well over 100 million automobiles there. And what's that going to do to the market? It's kind of like that crazy guy that's leading Canada. He said guns, from thousands of guns, we're going to make illegal now. And he wiped out like a $500 million of the net worth because they're property. And now you got the same thing here in California, except it's not guns, it's cars. Wow, there goes the value of all your cars just kind of knocked right down. It's 2020 right now, 2035. I mean, you can see it, you can envision it. It's around the corner, kind of, sort of. And what does that do to values? It's not a good thing. He's also saying that we're in charge of your boardroom and you have to have people of opposite sexes. You have to, if you're a male board, you have to have women. If you're a female company, you have to have men. You have to have transgenders and gay people. Good grief. This guy, it's supposed to be about someone who can provide something for your company, right? He doesn't care about that. As long as that person is purple with earrings in their nose and doesn't know what gender it is, then you must hire that person. Well, but they're of no help. Oh, doesn't matter. That's what you got to do. And then also in California has another bill that says all the descendants of enslaved black people should be paid. Are you kidding me? That was like generation and generation and generation ago, 160 years ago or something like that, whatever. Now we're going to pay you? I mean, I got relatives who were slaves too. I mean, they built the pyramids, right? And there were slaves in I don't know where, England, Norway. Who's paying me? What is going on with this guy? I mean, he belongs in the puzzle factory. That would be a good place for him. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, you know, she said this about President Trump's COVID diagnosis. She said, it's tragic, very sad, but predictable. Nancy, you're predictable. You're predictably crazy. You too should go to the puzzle factory. Good place for you. Here's a liberal in Canada, the prime mistake. He's a raging liberal, and he's handsome. He's always saying, handsome the money, right? Hand some money over. Handsome money. You get it? Got to repeat it a couple times, even for me, because he ain't handsome. I mean, this is an ugly thing, a very ugly thing. He's now saying that Canada is going to invest $10 billion in projects to create 60,000 new jobs and to contribute to the fight against climate change and so on. Well, when a guy like him talks about creating new jobs, what he means is he's taking your money if you're a taxpayer in Canada, and he's going to go out and hire more Canadians by building something that isn't needed. It's not free enterprise. It's not capitalism. His idea of free enterprise is for the government to get more involved in your daily life, right? All of the time. This is terrible. Just terrible. $10 billion. And where are the opposition people? Why don't they speak up and tell the people what's going on? If it wasn't for President Trump, the word socialism still wouldn't be used. It would be in the closet with other people, maybe. But it's there, right? Now it's front and center, and people are starting to understand it. And in Canada, they need to yell from the rooftops. And here's also that prime mistake fellow who's saying, I'm going to give $2 billion a year to connect approximately 750,000 homes to broadband in underserviced communities. Well, you already lose a couple of billion a year for, you know, owning the CBC, and it's the same purpose, is my understanding, to connect people who otherwise aren't connected. So if you're going to do this, it's kind of not bad, I guess, because that's only 1 year of losses for the CBC. So if you do this in 2021, at the end of 2021, I'm assuming you're going to close down the CBC, right? Duh, not so much, not so fast. You know, and then those same people in Canada, those liberal wonks, they've reintroduced a bill that will ban forcing children or adults to undergo therapy aimed at altering their sexual orientation or gender identity. I mean, these politicians, nobody knows what bathroom to go to. They don't know what gender they are. They're mixed up like a dog's breakfast. You know, it's just the same old stuff. And I've said this before on shows. If you have a three-year-old child and he says, I'm a dog today, and it starts to bark, what do? Do you go buy him dog food? I don't think so. I think you tell him he's not a dog. Same thing here. I'm a girl, says the boy who's 3 or 4, and you say, but you're not. You just sit down, pat, and listen up here, little boy. I think the highway in Canada was named after the prime mistake, even though it was named before he was the prime mistake. It's called the Trans-Canada Highway. Y'all come back here tomorrow. I have more for you from the right. I only said that. Oh, hold it. Let me back up. I would have said that. because that's all he talks about, is transsexual and genders, and that's his deal. And he goes to homosexual parades all of the time. I mean, it would make me think that there's not enough for him to do. I mean, your job description isn't to go to praise. It isn't to talk all the time about genders. It's to run the country, and it's not to screw it up. Ah! See ya.